Because you were intense from when you were young. And sometimes I see some pictures of some man of God, some apostles, and some of them, you see they are young pictures serving the Lord, and they are still serving the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So we must be people that, so I want you to appreciate, you need to appreciate, okay, these kind of things. Don't get angry in your mind. Don't get, wow. It means then that there's something that is about to happen to you because there's a place that you need to get to so that you can express a kind of life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, if you go to school, you want to go and study, say, French. Use 4 years, pretty much. You want to go and study medicine. You use 4 years. Okay? You use how many years? Is this 6 now? 7. Before it should be 11 years. Before they now made it, I think 6 or 7 now. Now, if you want to study law as well, after you've done like some 6 years in school or 5 years now, you still go and do law school. Abi, why? The degree of sensitivity determines the degree of training. Because the person that we caught you must have gone through a sense of rigid, you know, that if you are studying computer science in school, I think they are even getting better now. But when we were studying computer science, some of my classmates did not press any code, like did not press computer from day one to day finish. They didn't, because who will take you to lab? Now, Isabi, you want to code anything, it's your business. So they'll teach you computer, you do computer science, you do exam, but you will never code anything. Because who can you kill if you can't code? You're just working with computer. You can't kill anybody. But for medical people, they will cut people before they cut people. Just like they will take them to dead bodies. At some level, they will take them to living people in hospital. That's why it's called teaching hospital. So the person is lying down on the bed, alive. Oh. They'll be using the person. So you look at his eyes. So you see the yellow color in there. It is because of touching. You will open, you will use human being as practical. Because it's very sensitive. Hallelujah. So I want you with understanding and say, thank you, Pastor Kenny.
Thank you
so much, sir, for constantly teaching us. Okay, so last week we talked about, I don't even know what topic to give it, but let me call it becoming. And we talked, I spoke with you about how you should draw that line and have what you want to give up and what you want to fill up. How many of you did that? How many of you did it? How many of you used it this week? You used it this week. Very few. I'm going to come to that. Okay? Because you can't afford to be people that just hear the word and don't do the word. If you do, you find out that I'm jumping. But let me just jump and come back. If you do, if you hear the word but don't do the word, you will find out that you'll be lost. Amen. You'll be lost. One that will happen to you, one of the things that happen to you is that you'll be seeking, you'll be able to speak Christian language. In fact, you might even have gift, but you will not be preserved. You will not stay long. Say, well, yeah, no, I am identifying as the flower. So call me hibiscus. Madness. That's what happens. So you hear the word, but you don't do it. Hypocrisy, deception. You know, last week as well, Indifikiri was talking about how there were people that were with them on fire for God, and then they entered a different place, and their lives are upside down. But this is part of the why. You hear the word, but you don't do it. You just want to come, you want to lay hands, you want to come, you want to sing, but you don't actually do the behind-the-scene work. This is what happens. Praise God. So these things, as you are hearing them, you must begin to make conclusions in your heart. I've scattered everything I want to talk about. But let's pick it up. And like I was saying, that was connected to what Pastor Kenny was talking about. So I was going to move from where we talked about giving up and filling up on things that you should give up and things that you have to give up on. I also spoke with you about, I used the Pharaoh experience to mention some things to you from Exodus chapter 8, 9, and 10. How Pharaoh said that they should, let's have that scripture. Exodus 8, verse 25. And Pharaoh called for Moses and for Aaron and said, go ye, sacrifice to your God in the land. Okay, God had told them to go, come out of Israel. But Pharaoh was saying, sacrifice to God in the land. And I mentioned to you that you can, practically, you can liken that to when you say to yourself, but I can serve God and still keep my friends. I can serve God and still keep my bad friends. Let me use that word. You know friends that are bad. I know friends that are okay. Praise God. Yes or no? Yes. Uh-huh. So you're saying I can still keep my bad friends that invite me to the parties, that send me the latest trending songs. I can still keep them and still serve God. What you are doing is you are trying to sacrifice in the land, and that is not God's plan. Eventually, you'll be lost. You not go anywhere. Next one, let's look at it. Verse 28. And Pharaoh said, I will let you go, that ye may sacrifice to the Lord your God in the wilderness. Only shall ye not go very far. Don't go too far from what you are used to. Okay, don't go too far. They say we should pray. She means to pray. You know, bless this good food, oh Lord, for Christ's sake. Amen. God, as I'm about to go to bed, watch over me. See you tomorrow morning. Okay? Wake up in the morning. Thank you, Jesus, for this morning. Help me through the day. Then food, then night, then wake up. That's Christian. That's enough. Don't go too far. Just stay close. So they will not call you Mary. They will not say, ah, this one is too spirit coco. Don't do too much. Praise God. Let's move on. Exodus 10. Night 11. I'm just trying to catch up. For those that were not around last week, let's just catch up a little. And Moses said, we'll go with our young one. Okay, then. And Moses and Aaron were brought again unto Pharaoh, and he said unto them, go, serve the Lord your God. But who are they that shall go? And Moses said, we will go with our young and with our old, with our sons and our daughters, with our flocks and with our heads, we will go. For we must hold the feast of the Lord. And he said unto them, let the Lord be so with you. So I will let you go, and your little ones, look to it, for evil is before you. Not so. Go now, ye that are men, and serve the Lord, for that ye did desire. And they were driven out from Pharaoh's presence. Now here, two things. Pharaoh was telling them, see, there's evil in front, and only the men should go. Leave your every other thing. The point here is that when you are in revival, when you are walking in revival, every part of your life is affected. There is no part that is unaffected. every area of your life. It must touch every area of your life. Your body, your soul, your spirit. So your body will feel it, like you are feeling this fast. Praise God. You will feel it. You will feel hungry. And then you will now choose not to eat. That is. What that is doing is that it's teaching you how to have a strong mind. How to be able to stand, like what I was saying, to go through with a commitment. I have committed to fast by till 6. Now your body is saying eat, 12, eat. 12 is okay. Building a strong mind is saying, I will hold fast to what I've said, and in 6 I said. That is it. By doing that, what happens is that you are teaching your soul to have strength. So you now come out at the end of it as a strong person. Praise God. So I want to talk to us today about fervency. Fervency, and it's similar to what scripture calls diligence. Fervency, and it's a continuation for where we stopped. So if the word is saying don't go too far, you know, I saw something in scripture this week. Daniel, and it's in the book of Daniel. Before we get there, one of the things that fervency means that you should be intense. Say intense. What does intense mean? Intense means intense. Being hardcore. That's what it means. Growing up, I used to watch horror movies. How many of you watch horror movies here? God help you. Well, growing up, I used to watch horror movies. I stopped because those things have spiritual connotations. Now, but you find that some horror movies that they just call it horror movie are not horror movies. You watch, nothing there. But there's horror movie that you know is intense. From beginning to the end, horror. Let's be a movie then, Evil Dead. It's called Evil Dead. From beginning to the end, I had nightmare. That's the only horror movie I've ever had nightmare with. Like, I woke up from the sleep. I jumped and ran because I felt they were pushing me. Intense. So intensity is that it's hot. You are clear that this one is horror. You are clear that this one is for God. If your friends are still, they still have liver to invite you for bash, that they will do devil's baskets, there's something wrong. You are not intense. That they have liver to invite you for bash, there's a problem. Intensity is that they can know what I can invite Chisom for and what I can invite her for. That's intensity. They get the message. If you see fire burning, you know when you see candle, you can do like this. That's not intensity. You can sit like this. But go to a furnace. You know what the furnace is? Do like this. All your skin gone. Intensity. And that's what it means to be fervent. So imagine, so let's if we, that scripture, English 11:6. So if we now change that word diligence and change it to fervency. So it is those that are fervent that God rewards. Because lack of fervency is like you're still doing shere shere. Fervency is a route to becoming that which God has called you to be. You know, I talked about last week, I said that these things we are doing, the idea is that there's a person that God wants us to be. And we must be that person. Now, if you become that person, you have to be fervent. Your fervency must be clear. Let's quickly check Romans 12. verse 11. I'm going to read in as many in some versions. Romans 12:11. Just give me Amplified Classic here. I'll read the rest. KJV says, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. How many of you know the animal called sloth? There's an animal. There's an animal called sloth. They are very slow. Yeah, they are very slow. NKJV says, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. TPT says, be enthusiastic to serve the Lord, keeping your passion towards Him boiling hot. Radiate with the glow of the Holy Spirit and let Him fill you with excitement as you serve Him. Amplified Classic, never lag in zeal and in earnest endeavor. Be aglow and burning with the Spirit, serving the Lord. You know that something is burning. You can't be in doubt that it's burning. Praise God. Something is burning. You can see that this is burning. So the question I want you to ask yourself is, the way I'm doing this God thing now, am I fervent? The way I'm doing this God thing now, in 5 years, will I still be a Christian? Now, I don't know, but I've heard some preachers tell you that there are people in my days that all of us started this God thing together, but now some people are, probably talking about somebody that has become a Balao, talk about that a lot. And do you know that it's not like they had to be like that? It's not like we enjoy it when we say that, there were guys that started with us as Christians, but now they're no longer Christians. They're not Yahoo Yahoo. It's not like it's an exciting thing to say. And it's not like they asked to be somebody like that. It's like how somebody had to betray Jesus, but he did not have to be Judas. So the question is this. Many years from now, when Elizabeth is sharing the word, will she also say that in my day, we were plenty, but there's this girl. She was on fire at that time. But man, now, she's burning for the devil. Praise God. So the question is, will you be the one that will be saying it, or will you be the one they are talking about? Will you be the girl now that will be shaking bum bum 5 years time from now on TV? Praise God. Now, if your friends, for example, still call you when one new song comes out, say, maybe the video release a song, or Kiss Daniel release a song, they now call you and say, let's do a TikTok video. And then you now join them to a nonsense song. See, your 5 years is looking at you like this. That's no fervency. Praise God. I'm mentioning these things because I know this is your world. So you get what I'm saying? Yeah? So it didn't have to be Judas. So the question is, many years from now, will you be on fire or will you have lost steam? One of the ways to ensure you maintain steam is this fervency you are talking about. This drilling Pastor Kenny was talking about, that is how you maintain it. Because some of the guys that disappeared, what happened was that some of them started saying we're doing too much. Some of them started saying we're being overly spiritual. Some of them were saying that let's leave the Bible aside. Let's look at this thing practically. Some of them started saying things like, see me, I don't have to pray every day. If I pray 1 hour, angels will fall. Instead of saying things like that. Yes. Now, at the time, people like me, I felt like, is there something I'm missing? Like, so somebody can pray 1 hour, an angel will answer him. Because it's not like, I can just call my angel, and an angel will come. And they will say so confidently. But now, they're no longer with God. So you see that this having a prayer time is how you will preserve yourself. That you are not shaking bum bum 5 years from now. You are not doing Yahoo Yahoo 5 years from now. Praise God. So is this fancy thing? And then some of us that time too, the issue too was now about how can I make money? How can I make money? So the moment Jesus was not giving them the money they wanted, they went other routes. Some of them, it's not like they're even bad people. It's just that they went into business and their love for God they've now become just regular church attenders. They just come to church once in a while, breathing here and there. And they were passionate before. So you see that if you are not actually seeking God, if you are seeking other things, there's no guarantee of preservation for you. The way you can guarantee that 5 years from now, I'm still with God, is that you are fervent now. Is that this fasting, you are doing it now. Is that this prayer time, you are praying it now. Is that this Bible study, you are studying it now. Let's look at Daniel chapter 1. Let's take this. Let's look at something. I found something really interesting. I was studying the book of Daniel, and it's like I've never seen it before. Verse 3. So what had happened was that, okay, verse 3. And the king spake, and the king instructed Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuchs, to bring some of the children of Israel and some of the king's descendants and some of the nobles. Okay, now let's jump to the very popular part of it. Verse 6. Now among these, note, there were plenty children of Israel. Okay? They took quite a number of the children of Israel. Now, amongst these children of Israel were the children of Judah, Daniel, Ananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Verse 8, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat. Now, two things here. Suddenly jumped on me that it wasn't, you know, most times when we read that story, you almost feel like it was only those four that were taken out of Israel. But there were plenty. Now, of these plenty people, that all of them were taught the commandments, all of them in the land of Israel, of these, only four. Because here we can assume that Daniel was speaking for the four. Only four said, excuse me, sir, please, we don't want to eat the king's meat. Praise God. Yeah. How do you think the others, that all of them came from Israel together, how do you think they felt? What was in their mind? It's like saying all of us are praying now. We've prayed 1 hour. Let's go, let's go, let's go. We prayed 2 hours. We're now saying, just name, we have prayed. And the teenager says, please, can we pray like 2 hours more? In your mind, some people might say, Vasabi, I want to show that you love God more than us. Now, wow, we've prayed 2 hours. You'll not say that, but it'll be in your mind. That was how they would have felt. Because they were all taught the law. But when he came to it, because really, all of them, they didn't say any big deal about it. We're eating the king's meat. Why are you saying we should not eat king's meat? Daniel, what's your own? Now, this is intensity. This is intensity. Where even amongst people that we were taught the same thing, you are going further. Praise God. You guys not get what I'm saying. But even amongst the people that we were in the same class, in the same church, you will decide that I will take this a notch higher. That is intensity. That is fervency. And that's where you find preservation. For example, save up, fill up. Some of you, you just wrote it down, and that was all. Intensity is that you would take it home, and you will use it. You would give up on some things, you will fill up on some things. That is it. That's intensity. Intensity is that we've been given weekly Bible reading. You will read it, but you also still have a personal Bible reading plan. That is intensity. Praise God. That's intensity. Weird things that, why are they being hot at us like this? It's because, part of the reason, is because there is something God wants to do with your life. And if you don't get it quickly, like Pastor Kenneth said, when you get older, it will be difficult for you to search for it. Because there will be more things fighting for your time. But if you can get it now, the better. So you need to propose like Daniel. You need to propose in your heart. You need to set your heart. Now this proposed, what it implies was that Daniel thought about it. Okay, we are giving the king's meat. Should I eat it? If I eat it, what will happen? If I don't eat it, what will happen? If I raise this objection, what will people say? He thought about it and then concluded that speaking for the Lord was the best thing. Now, let me explain. When he spoke for the Lord, now, in verse 1 and 2, one of the things that happened is that the Nebuchadnezzar had taken from the temple the things that were in the temple. Okay, now in the temple that he built, there were some really nice stuff there. Gold, bronze, spoons, different things, furniture. Now, Nebuchadnezzar carried some of these things from the temple. Now, what that implied is that these children grew up knowing God as the God that parted the Red Sea, the God that killed people, like a God that could fight for them. Now, they were prisoners. The God did not fight for them. Two, Nebuchadnezzar. Now, the temple was a sacrosanct place. You don't just go anyhow. Now, Nebuchadnezzar's army had the effrontery to enter there. God did not strike them down. They still carried things of the temple to show that my own God, Nebuchadnezzar was practically saying, my God is bigger than your God. He carried stuff away. Yet, Daniel was still banking on that God to make him better. He was still banking on the commandment that God brought to him. That's some intensity. Yeah. Now, what am I mean for you is this. So despite your prayer that God make my mommy blow, provide this for my daddy, supply this for me, let me get this, and you don't get it, it is that in itself will not reduce your fervency. Because that's also one of the reasons some people in my own generation left God. You were angry with God. God, why did you allow me to go through this? And then they were angry and they decided to check out. But when your heart is about him, not what he will give you, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So you must propose in your heart that I will serve the Lord. Please say with me, I will serve the Lord.
I will serve the Lord.
Fervently.
Fervently.
I will be fervent in spirit.
I will be fervent
in spirit. You know, another thing, you know, fervency is very good. But scripture talks about the book of Romans, Romans 10. Romans talks about how there were some people that were zealous but lacked knowledge. So there's a possibility that you can even be fervent in the wrong things. Hallelujah. You can be fervent in the wrong things. For example, if your idea of fervency is that I want to be able to heal the sick, raise the dead, all those kind of, I want power, pretty much. I want power. And you don't value character, for example. That's being zealous without knowledge. You'll be taken out as well. Okay, things like love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, you don't send it. Proper moral stance, those things are small, small things. Please talk to me about how to raise the dead. Talk to me about seeing the third heavens. Talk to me about cherubs and cherubims. And those are the things that your heart desires after. So when you hear things around rest, things around patience, things around diligent study of the word, say, these things are meat. These are milk. Please, I want meat. I want mysteries. Give me eternal mysteries into... You might check out very soon. That's been zealous without knowledge. Praise God. So it's so you as God is firing up zeal in your heart, firing up fervency in your heart, it's important too that it is done with knowledge. You see, that is why this song, read your Bible, pray every day, pray every day, pray every day, will eternally be relevant. Because if you want to strip, these are Christian work, strip it all the way down. It is read the Bible, pray, obey, repeat. Read the Bible, pray, obey, and that's a circle. So he said, there will never be a time where you are so powerful, so spiritual, that you don't need to read the Bible again. It will never happen. You will never come to a point where you don't need to pray anymore. You don't need to pray every day again. Don't worry. We will know how to run these things. 1 hour is like I've covered 5 years. It's a lie. God would rather that you do 10 minutes, but you're doing it every day. 6 o'clock, 6:10. 6 o'clock, 6:10. Monday, Tuesday, 6 o'clock, 6:10. You do that consistently. Then you do 1 hour, you want to cover 5 years. That's being zealous without knowledge as well. Anything, any revelation that gives your body a sense of comfortability, run away. Like, don't entertain it. You don't need to pray at night. Okay, but pray at night. You are teaching yourself discipline. You are teaching your body that I'm in control. You are subjecting your body. You are teaching your soul as well that even though this is not what you want, this is what I want you to pant after. So you are sleeping, you wake up and pray. Not necessarily because that is when the demons can respond, or that's the time God has your time. No, but so that you are dealing with some things in your heart. Now, how do you stay fervent with knowledge? How? Like I've said, stay in the word. Stay in the word. You have to read the Bible. Look at me. Praise God. You have to read the Bible. How many of you have been reading the daily Bible readings? You've been following consistently. Raise your hand. So why are we giving you daily Bible reading? Hey, oh, raise your hand. You've been reading, Bible reading. Ah. So why are we giving them Bible reading? Why are we giving Bible reading? I've been reading your Bible every day. Raise your hand. Okay, so that one that they gave you, no, send it. There is something about doing things corporately. Yes. So if you have decided that this is what we want to do corporately as a body, it's best to do it. It's like saying you fast every Fridays, and then we decide I want to fast on Thursdays. But because you fast on Fridays, you now say you don't fast on Thursday. You'll miss out. That is part of how you be preserved. What all of us are doing, you are doing it with us. So if we are saying that read these scriptures through the week, read it, add it to the one you are reading. That's fervency. Praise God. So study the word. You can't afford not to study the word. Most of you, the younger ones, you would not raise your hand. They are reading the Bible. You must read the Bible. You must read the Bible. Start with the story portions if you have to. Read it. Read the book of Esther. Read the story of David. Read the story of Joseph. But you must read the Bible. You must find a way that you are reading the Bible. If you don't study the Bible, there's no guarantee that you are going to be here. The devil will mess up with you. Because one of the things the Bible does is that Word of God says that the Bible is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of man. The Word. As you read the Bible, you see how bad you are. You see the bad things, bad intentions behind your good works. You suddenly realize that the reason why you have been coming to church is so that somebody can give you something. Your heart can deceive you. But when you expose it constantly to the word, you will see yourself. Ah! Because I used to think I was a very good person. Oh, growing up. Because when people are talking about, I've done this. I said, I've not done anything in my life. Like that. So I used to feel like, I'm a good person. But by the time I was looking to the word, I started understanding when God says a person is wicked, it's not thinking somebody that is wickedness. God's the thing of wickedness. Praise God. So you must stay in the word. You must stay in prayers. How many of you have chosen a dedicated time to pray? Raise your hand. Very few. You need to choose. And I want you to choose now and write it down. In front of that point, I will pray this total time. Yeah. Because you need to. Because if you don't have a time to pray, what it means is anyhow. But usually anyhow ends up as no how. You end up not praying. So if it's that, okay, I always sleep at 9 o'clock. I will pray from 8:50 to that 9 and then sleep. Keep at it. Oh, when I wake up in the morning at 5, I will quickly read my Bible from 5 to 5:20. And then I'll go and get ready for school. There will be some days that you will miss it here and there, but you know you have that time. You always go back to it. But when you don't have it at all, I can assure you there'll be a reason for you to never pray. So if it's only when we come to church, you know, palu heavy can be so. And then until Wednesday in service, until Saturday, devil knows that, okay, this guy, I can get him on Mondays and Tuesdays, Thursdays. Because then that's the days you're not praying. Praise God. The Bible says that iron sharpens iron, right? So that implies is that by the time Anthony has been praying all through the week, she has been praying all through the week, and then we come together like this on Saturday, and we say, start praying. We don't need to whine you. Everybody just continues what they've been doing at home. And boom, we are praying. Because we have been praying. We are just continuing praying. You know, growing up, I learned a lot by watching. So I, as a teenager, when I started praying in tongues, I was a little shy about it because I was the youngest, I was the only teenager in my church that was praying in tongues at the time. So I was a little shy about it. It was the adults that were praying in tongues. But I also noticed that the pastors do exactly pray in tongues a lot. And I found myself praying in tongues a lot. So I was wondering what's up. And I also noticed that if I wanted to pray in tongues, I just start praying in tongues. Like, I don't have to sing song, wind myself, and all that. So I used to feel that maybe my tongue was even false. Until they now brought another pastor to church. This man, the moment it's time to pray, just start praying in tongues. Say, okay. It's on the same day. Nice. And it was like that. Others, they will first sing, glory to God, in the highest, amen. They will start sing. And then, everybody will start praying in tongues. First start slow, and they will now get intense. But this man, if he grabs the mic like this, he wants to pray, he's intense from beginning to the end. Say, okay, so this is possible. And I started doing that as well. Praise God. You have to pray. You cannot survive this life if you don't pray. This revival, this fire, you cannot stay in it if you don't keep praying. You need to stay under authority. You need to stay under authority. That is how, when you are going astray, somebody can pull you by the ears back. Pastor, can you talk about a person that is willing to take instructions? A weak mind doesn't take instructions. And that's one of the plans of the devil. When devil can make sure there's nobody that can talk to you, he knows he has gotten you. So you must be someone that is under instructions. Somebody should be able to talk to you and say, you have not been praying. Go and pray. Like Pastor Kenny said, go and pray 3 hours. And the person is not there. And you will pray it. In their absence. You not come and lie. Because I don't want to even check. Well, they can check, sure. Praise God. So you must stay accountable. And then you must stay in fellowship. Come to church in simple English. You must consistently find ways to be with your brothers and sisters. See, if you are the most fervent person in your circle, you want to begin to find ways to enter a place where you are the least fervent person. Because if you are the most fervent person in your circle, you will feel like you have arrived and you will begin to mellow down. But when you are in a place, I see some people that are still doing, they are praying 6 hours. And you are on 1 hour. You're like, okay. It gingers you. So don't feel big if you are the most fervent person in your circle. You want to get in with guys as well that they keep challenging you. They keep challenging you. And that's why the first thing I said about coming to church. When you come to church, you have that engagement. You have that engagement. Okay, see where that guy is praying. Okay, I can also pray. I can do it. Somebody's calling prayer point for you. Before you know it, some of you, it is in church you have prayed your 1 hour before. You've never done it personally. As you keep coming, you'll be trying it at home as well. You'll be doing it in church, you'll be trying it at home. You will get it. Praise God. You know, one of the things that this becoming does for you, I think one of the focal things I'm talking about today is how to preserve. I think so. You know how, you know scriptures, the book of John, John 3. John the Baptist is the story of John the Baptist and Jesus. Now, John the Baptist, Bible said, he's a voice. And then John the Baptist was telling them that, even I have told you that I am not the Messiah. Okay? But I am one but I've been sent to a route is coming. Okay? Now, one of the things that this does for you, this revival, this becoming a person that God wants to be, one of the things it does for you is that it helps you kill FOMO, fear of missing out. As teenagers, there's always this thing of, am I missing out on life? You're not missing out. When you see that you are walking with God, sometimes your friends are gisting, you can't relate. You feel like you're missing out. Talking about a new song, you can't relate with the name. You're feeling like you're old. Don't fall for that feeling. It's because you're on a journey with the ancient one. So you have more knowledge than your teachers. How much more your peers? Because the way you see things are different. So don't be scared of being different from them. Don't think you are missing out. If you are in a constant walk with God, you know that, right now, God is teaching me how to be patient. You can touch what he's doing with you. You know there's an active work going on in your life. Things like people are going to party, people are going to this, people are on TikTok doing all sorts of things, will not be guessing at you. Because you know you're in an active work with God. Praise God. John knew that it was the voice. It was not the word that was made flesh. And he stayed in his place. As you are praying, as you are studying, as you are fellowshipping, as you are under authority, your identity will be clear to you. And you will stay in your place. Serving the Lord, fervent in spirit. Serving the Lord, fervent in spirit. And this is how you get preserved. This is how 10 years from now, you are still serving the Lord. You are still fervent in spirit. 20 years down the line, you are still serving the Lord. You are still fervent in spirit. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want us to pray. How do you pray? I don't just pray in the Holy Ghost. Can I have you? You can sit and pray. I want you to pray in the Holy Ghost. And just speak to God. And tell him that anything that is stealing your desire to be fervent, anything stealing your desire to stay in fellowship with God, anything trying to kill, trying to destroy the passion in your heart, ask the Lord to take them away. Ask the Lord to give you the strength to say no to them. I want you to pray with passion. Yeah. Pray with passion. Pray with passion. Pray out loud. Pray out loud, pray out loud, pray out loud. Pray out loud. If there are deceptions in the heart, let the truth of your word, Father, let it illuminate and send away these deceptions. Oh, Rajacha Babadosa Hebolosa. You are not too young to be fervent. You are not too young to be fervent. You are not too young to preach the gospel to your friends. You will preach the gospel. You will stop excusing it away. When the desire to pray comes, no more excuses. No more excuses. You will stand and you will pray. You will stand and you will pray. You will stand and you will pick up your Bible and study the word. Ali baroko bokotosa. Speak to God, speak to God. Daddy, please remove anything that is stealing my desire to stay in fellowship with you. Anything that is trying to kill my passion, my zeal for service, my zeal of staying fervent in spirit. Oh, Raja Jabba Baba Toke Bededosa. All distractions, Lord, take it away. All distractions, take it away. Take it away. Take it away. If it's my phone, Lord, help me throw it away. Too much data. Lord, help me. If they are friends, help me walk away. Harajaka papatose. Iladiza tebokoborose. Come on, pray. Speak to God, speak to God. He wants you fervent. He wants you passionate. He wants this more than you. Just speak to him. Talk to him. Lord, no more being casual. I don't want to be casual again. I don't want to be casual again. I don't want to be doing anyhow again. I don't want to be doing anyhow again. I don't want to be doing anyhow again. I don't want to be casual. I don't want to be doing anyhow it comes. Now I want to be fervent. Now I want to be fervent. I want to have a prayer time and pray at my prayer time. Lika tosa tu pekete kedekedesha. Eleta ta pa 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 tosa. Erechete pa 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 tosa. Araja ta pa pa tosa koto koto. Eladete. 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 Take away this tiredness in my heart. This tiredness in my heart. 5 minutes prayer and I am tired in my heart. Father, take it away. Take it away. Grant me strength in my heart. Strengthen my heart, Lord. Strengthen my heart, Lord, so I can commit myself to things and I can see it through. I can commit myself to things and see it through. Arachacha papa papa dosa. Arete tege de bosa. Ele padosa. Ele padosa. Ele padosa. Ele bebe de balabalabasha. Arachacha papa papa doso. Orete kato peke de bodosa. Ele belelele oso. Aranda da da da. Ele manante. Arate. 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 Elate. Amanto ke pandon kom bendem bondem bandele. Ela bandam bandom bondom beha. Ela tata papa papa dosa laba. Arata baba rabosa. Ele kata balabalasa. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. I was going to pray. No, I just remembered something now. For some of you here, I'm over here. You have siblings here. Your siblings are here. Region, quickly, you have siblings here. Awesome, beautiful. So that's a cheat code. If you have friends as well that live close to you, pray together as siblings. Have a prayer time and pray together. That's where you keep yourself on fire. You know, many years ago, when I used to pray, my brother told me this on my wedding night. He said that one day, that different night, you wake up and you find me praying. I'm praying for somebody, praying for the other person. And at that time, I was praying for him as well. At that time, he didn't send God. He goes to church, but he used to wonder, what's doing this guy? On that my wedding night, he now told me that he woke up, that he wake up, and he'll find me praying for different people. That he never understood it. And he was saying, thank you for praying for me at those times, because now I understand. He's loving the Lord now, burning for Jesus. Now, they were not born again at the time I was praying. I was praying for them. So if you have siblings that are born again already, and you are living in the same house, Max, that's how you are on fire. Pray together. Let's pray this time to this time. If one person is tired, the second person will not be tired. You hold yourselves. You pray. You study the word together. You do that together. That is how to stay fervent. So I want you to pray again. Father, every tiredness in my heart, every tiredness in my heart, every weariness in my heart, every weariness in my heart, Lord, take it away. Lord, take it away. Take it away. I am not too young. I am not too young to speak, to share your word. To be fervent in spirit. Help me, Jesus. Come on, pray. Ask the Lord. Lord, help me be fervent. I want to be one that is fervent with knowledge. I want to be one that will stay in the word. I will stay in prayers. I will stay under authority. Oh, Father, in Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Finally, Why is this fervency very important? It is what will preserve you. So that you will not be the Judas out of the 12 disciples. So that you will not be the one that becomes Babalawo. So you will not be the one that walks away from God because of an event in your life. Fervency is important. It is key that let your secondary school friends, let them see you many years after. And like, this guy is still with God. And the way to make that happen is by being fervent now, not tomorrow. Now. Now. So I want you to pray. Over and now, I want you to decree to yourself. You will call yourself as the Lord to be. You are fervent. You keep serving the Lord. You spend time in praying. You spend time in the Word. Come on, come on. Speak to yourself. Prophesy upon yourself. Speak to yourself. Speak to yourself. By the help of the Holy Ghost, you stay in the Word. You stay in the Word. You study it day and night. You study it day and night. You study it day and night. My desire for the Lord grows. My desire for prayer grows. My desire for the Word grows. I pant after the Lord. My heart seeks after the Lord day and night. Day and night. Before school, I pray. In school, I pray. After school, I pray. Before class, I pray. Every time I pray. In the toilet, I pray. On the road, I pray. On the bike, I pray. In the cars, I pray. I study the Word. I spend time staying in the Word. I pray with the Word. I walk with the Word. I pray in the Holy Ghost. Morning, afternoon, night. I pray in the Holy Ghost. Morning, afternoon, night. I pray in the Holy Ghost. Morning, afternoon, night. My ears, I have hearing, yes. I have hearing, yes. I listen to my authorities. I listen to my pastors. Oh, mana papa no se. I am obedient. I am obedient. Indeed.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.